Well, maybe not. He just a few more minutes. He's getting getting a coat rack.
Okay, those people can't see the bottom over on that side.
That's all right. There's no one ever sits over there. I mean, it's right there is where everyone sits.
You're right.
You're missing an eye, aren't you?
Thank you, Bob. You can go sit down again.
Chuck suggested a clear one. I said suggested a shorter one. He suggested clear one.
L-I-A-I. Isn't that right? I don't know. If you say so, I'll think of it. How's that? Good?
You need more time to clear your mind? You want to go to cell phones?
You want to go something else?
Let's go to cell phones for a while. Okay. No, let's go to equipment.
Okay.
Are we clear on equipment? You're going to up it a little bit more?
I went through and figured the amount that I'd taken out of the different departments, and it was at $99,200. You take Gary's back out of there, which he had $39,000 in there, you're
$60,000, basically.
Yeah. I think you'll be fine. I think...
Is that what you put back in there?
No, I hadn't.
Oh.
That'll be in I think there's 25 in there. I think it's 114.
114?
114, I think. Let me see.
No, 114.
Oh, okay. You're going there.
GCR equipment. There it is. Line 51.
You can say, Bob. You won't bother.
I don't want to watch paint dry.
Yeah.
We have 25 in there. The request, if you add them all up, has been 60. It should be at 60. So where's the happy medium in there? Or is there one and we just make them a contingency?
To me, I would cut that back and I'd say, guys, if we can do that, we're going to do without it. And then if we have to have something, we'll let that line go over and we'll get an idea of what's going on there.
You're saying just leave it at 25 is what your suggestion?
No, I'd probably move it up to 35 or 40 is what I'd probably do.
I'm good with 40, and then that still potentially saves us another 20.
We added it 30 last year,
mm-hmm.
and we've only used 15.
But we let individual departments budget. This way, we're taking everyone's individual ability away, and they're going to have to go through the equipment line purchase.
But we've done the same thing over years and years. But you're some have slipped in and... but some of them have put it in their own budget.
And people will come in and say they need this, and then they don't buy it throughout the year or something like that. And then I think that we're okay there. I do think it would be a good idea for you guys just to have, you know, a little memo out there about if you need equipment on an emergency basis, what do you do? You know, if you see that you need it just to keep your office running, what do you do?
What did we have the year before that?
I had two of them get back with me and said, I'm fine with you taking it out of my budget if I know how to go get money if I need it.
This is going to be a little different because we are taking it out of everyone else's fund. So
yeah.
We're actually probably going to be pushing whatever we put in there, we'll be pushing it.
Yeah.
Chances are.
So I'm fine with going 40, guys, because that way it's still 40,000. There you go. Okay?
Anything else in equipment we need to talk about?
That answers my questions. If you're
let's talk about raises.
What about is 114 TIFs and all those other ugly things? Or
I'm going to ask you. I did have a TIF question. I did have a TIF question. What line was that in there?
It's 114.50, 127, 128, and 085.
127, 128.
Okay, and the Branson Hills TIF, mm-hmm. we budgeted. We have in there 420. And that is if the economy just basically stays where it is right now and doesn't improve at all, which we think will get better.
Yep.
Well, that means that number goes up. Is that correct?
Chances are it will because they keep putting new stores out there.
Right.
It went from 400 to 420, and I don't know if that's enough or not. I don't know.
Well, now, the new Pizza Hut and the new all that stuff going out there, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, there's Dollar Store, there's a Pizza Hut, there's a new Wings place, which is that Kentucky Fried Chicken place, separate building by the Chili's.
What you're saying, you don't think it's enough?
I think we need to up it, which hurts us.
Well, do you give address?
If we up it, we need to up our sales tax also. If we up that, we're thinking that our...
No, I'm saying, I say we're going to shift dollar figures.
Oh, we're talking about cannibalization.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Was that you helping your cause?
You give an auditor's statement when you when we pass the...
I will read a budget message. Is that what you mean?
The budget message. Exactly. I couldn't get the right terms out. Are you going to... Could I request of you that you really emphasize to the Branson Patriots that what TIF is and what it means?
I mean, because
I'm really thinking that as much as we've talked about it, that there's still fogginess out there on what it's done to.
Well, the Branson Landings TIF, for example, you're at 339.
On that one.
You're at 339. We budgeted 345. Isn't there one more payment? So we're going to miss. We're going to be over 345 this year on just the Branson Landings TIF.
Well, we'll come in this year.
No, we have one more payment.
I probably will get it paid this year, Jeff. Probably.
Oh, you will?
Probably.
We have one more payment in that, so.
I haven't got a bill from them, so it depends on when they get the bill to me.
I have a feeling they'll do it this year.
They're going to have to balance with me, too, and that sometimes takes some time, Jim.
Okay.
Believe me, that's one of, if you ask me how much time I spend on an individual receipt, I spend more time on that one than probably any time else. It's just not easy. It's not their fault. It's not, you know, but it's not easy to calculate that. And we have numbers from DOR. Well, our numbers are going to be off a little bit from theirs anyway because of the way that things are collected. But the challenge is seeing who goes in there and who goes out of there.
Right.
And I've been trying to look at, and maybe you guys can help me, if there's any businesses that go into any of those districts that come from someplace else in Branson, we need to bring that to their attention because they need to be setting a baseline.
Right.
And we're not, we shouldn't be paying them.
Arby's is the other one that's going ready to open, Danny. Arby's is getting ready to open over there on the
Pizza,
corner.
Arby's.
The corner, that corner slot.
This Pizza. Figure that's up here on the board, is that 12 months?
No.
It's 11 months.
It's 11 months.
Jim's right. We need to have
it. My question is, when did you run this report?
I think it was ran, look at the top, it was 11 to 18.
So we've got 11 months, Jim, so you're right. We need
one more payment. I think the Branson Meadows is fine at $100,000.
I do, Jim.
But I think your Branson Landings needs to go up to probably $375. And your Branson Hills probably needs to go to $450. But basically adding about $30,000 to each line item.
12. Let's see. 12 into 420.
If 11 into 400 is what? 38,000. I don't know my multiplication. 38,000.
It's almost $4,000. $40,000.
So
on top of it,
I mean, we're going to be at 440 probably close to this year on just the Branson Hills.
Yeah.
So we probably need to be at 450.
That'll be all right.
450 on line item 46, Jim. 450, and then that one, I said 375 because we're almost there already.
I think you'd probably be all right there. I don't think there's as much growth in the landing area, not as much room for growth in the landing area, so I think 375 would be okay there.
Okay. So there you go. There's that. Okay. Here's the next question, raises. We're just going to jump around. Raises. I say zero. Now, it's not the federal government. Everyone got 2% if you work for the federal government. But
I have to agree with you, Jim, until I think we discussed this once before, to just take under our hats and think about it a while. I think until mid-year that we have no consideration for raises.
Okay. So in their budget, you went to each department elected official. I know we can't dictate individual pay in the elected officials, but salary-wise, we left it the way it was, right? No raises within those salaries.
Budget. When you say no raises, let me clarify that for my own good here. What, no raises throughout the year, so I'm going to budget the same salaries they were last year?
Yes.
Okay.
Isn't that what you mean?
That's fine with me. Realize what that does to you.
Yeah.
Change your budget and my budget and several other people's budget downward.
How would it change it? Help me out.
There's been some raises. If you want to look at the raises...
Oh, I see what you're saying. No, from current, I'm not saying from last budget year. Is that what you're referring to?
That was what I asked. I said,
not from budget, from where we are currently, how we'll finish up the year, keeping those, my thought of raises is wherever we end up the year, that's the same allotment for next year.
Well,
that makes sense?
Yeah, it makes sense, but it's not what I was thinking.
What were you thinking?
I was thinking that we budget. I want to have it to where we can look at it at mid-year. I don't want to budget anything.
We can always do that,
mid-year.
Correct?
That is that the best way to do it? Not budget anything and then look at it mid-year.
We have mid-year raises, and there are going to be some departments go over. But I mean, as long as you have the money in general kind of revenue, I will continue to approve payroll.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I basically want to budget no additional raises from January 1st at this point. Right?
That's the way it's figured, Ben.
So,
I actually, you guys told me to do that last time.
We did.
And I went through and I tried to tell you some of the difficulties I had doing that, but I think I got those all straightened out.
Okay. So, does that answer the raises question? That was one of your four items that you had. Did we address it adequately?
One of the reasons we had that right there was with the IDA board, you had a raise that was...
Right, and that's now been axed. Okay. Is Donna coming to the microphone?
If I might, if you'll notice, I have my part-time people for elections, which will only come in for elections only at $9.30 an hour. I'd like to raise that to $10 an hour.
That's just part-time help, right?
That's a part-time help that comes in for elections. I would like to raise it to $10 an hour.
So how many hours is that approximately?
That's calculated at $9.30 an hour for 3 days a week.
Divided into
24 hours.
3/5 of 2080 is what it is. That's 3/5 of 2080 hours.
And that's somebody these are people you'll hire for just the election.
And somebody I have laid off right now. I have laid off because we don't have any work for that person. And they're set to come back in March, and they'll work for the elections. And then when I don't have the work, then they'll be laid off again.
Let me ask a question. I thought we'd already done this, but maybe I was wrong. I thought we had a... $10. Do we have anybody that works for the county for less than $10? Do we?
Not full time.
Really?
No, I thought we took care of that last year.
Collector's office is one.
Golly Wally. There's another one.
Is that part time though?
In today's job market?
Half-time, yeah. See, I thought it was full-time. I thought we had got everyone who was working 40 hours above that number.
That's what I thought, too.
We didn't. But, you know, again, that kind of goes back to what we was talking about in HR. You know, you can say what you want, but unless you go talk to different department elected officials, you know, may not get that. That's one of the things I talked about. But, and
Donna, I'm fine with the $10 an hour for that person. I just one opinion, guys.
The other two are pretty slow to speak, aren't they?
Yeah, that's doesn't matter.
You know, I told Donna she might want to pay her $10 an hour, but just use that amount in her budget.
Well, what would the difference be for the year? For 24 hours times 52, Rick? Times what?
Well, here, go back to 9:30, and I'll tell you the difference. It's $500, looks like. 11606, go to 11606. 11606 and 12480. What is that? $800? $740? $720? Alright. 08. 8.
I could adjust my hours, but we.
$880. Gentlemen, an answer for Ms. Donna Neely.
Well, before I answer, can we scroll down through the rest of the departments as you started doing there earlier, Jim? Okay.
I do it. This guy is brought to me.
Okay.
What was it? The one that we missed? What is
it? I can't see that. Keep on scrolling. I don't see anybody there.
What's that?
Go down to, what's 121? That is coroner. Okay. It's part time. Keep on going. Alrighty.
It was the 956 down there. That's it. Part timer.
He's not there anymore.
Okay.
Go ahead. I guess we missed it. Go to 107.
Yeah, there it is.
Huh.
So we got that one and the one in 108. We want to change them also.
Is that the one in 108 over here that you're looking at?
No, this is 107.
107.
113. I think she worked part time for prosecutor also.
Yeah.
Well, basically, I have no I see no reason not to change it. I thought everybody was, but now this could be another situation where your office holder changed it to let somebody else have more money or something. I don't know if that's this case. I don't know any different. I thought everybody started at $10, but.
And I don't know that we need to be at $10 an hour right now with the job market where it's at.
Right.
I feel like probably we could hire in good people at $9 an hour easy right now.
I'm going to rescind my thoughts and just leave everyone the way there is. No raises is no raises. So.
No raises is no raises. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying. I know it's heartless.
Heartless.
I've been called worse.
You're not heartless, Joe.
I
thank you for listening.
What are your thoughts, guys?
I think we need to change all three or not change any.
Yeah, I do too.
Let's change nobody.
I'd say change nobody. If we're going to freeze raises, let's freeze them until mid-year, just like we said.
Let's freeze them until we see better things on the horizon.
Let me tell you, I've had at least two different office holders come to me, and they have agreed that the idea that if we lose somebody, that we really want to lower our staff by attrition, if at all possible. And I've had two elected officials come to me and say that they were going to try to do that in their department.
That would be wonderful.
So you may want to put something out there asking other elected department officials to do that. You know, it's not something that you can ask everybody to do. I mean, I can tell you there are departments that if they lost a person, they'd have to replace pretty quickly. So you have to... You can tell them that that's what you'd like to do and try to help them out all you can, but I don't think you can do much more than that.
Well, Robert Dixon has been great to give extra work to people who need to make money for the holidays. He's been real great at it. And I think I've shown my concern for salaries by laying off somebody when I know that we're not busy enough for a full-time position in that spot. So.
Also, I'd like to look at, while we're talking about these raises, I want to talk about overtime hours being cut to the bare minimum. I mean,
all we have to do is say no more overtime until you got a manager's approval, and that...
Yeah, that does it.
Would that help at all?
It's going to probably take care of most of your departments.
Except there's...
I can tell you, I would... When Jimmy has his people working on a case, they can't.
Right.
They can't say,
oh, I know the sheriff.
Yeah, well, the sheriff's totally different.
So
they have a difference.
He's one you got to understand.
But I mean, and I'll be honest, the transfer station, we've cut so much out there. I don't know if we can operate the hours we're operating and not have overtime right now.
Right.
But the like Road and Bridge, I think there's some flexibility there that we could probably cut.
Guys,
in maintenance, we could cut.
I think I sent you the spreadsheet that I did the other day, didn't I, not, or on overtime? Because I figured the amount of overtime based on FTEs in the department, you need to look at that.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the people that look like they really need to be concerned about that directly responsible to you three.
Right.
So you probably can help take care of that yourselves if you watch it.
Right.
Okay. Anything else on raises?
I don't have anything else.
Okay. We're going to talk about overviews. We have an opportunity.
I will.
Attrition.
When I send this budget out, when I finalize it, try to get it finalized for the 15th, I'll send it out to all the electrical officials, department heads, and I'll indicate to them that they might like to have something like is in there for those other ones with their department. Hopefully I'll get some responses there, too.
Rick, wouldn't that be something mandatory if you had an HR department? I mean, if you actually had a full HR department, that would be something that was mandatory. A job description?
Danny, I'm telling you, in the county government, the way it is, if you try to tell Donna what to do with her people, you
can't.
You are in trouble.
But I like having that kind of power, you guys.
In defense of Donna, it's not Donna, it's James, city elected official.
She laughs, she knows I'm not talking about her personally, but she knows what I'm talking. You don't understand what I'm saying, don't you?
Sure, it's like me trying to tell Chuck what to do with his people.
Yeah. And so that, no, I don't believe so. And that's one of the reasons I feel like it's so important for you guys to figure out what you want from an HR department. And if, Danny, you said, okay, we're going to, maybe we wanted to farm out our HR, you know, do it outsource it. That might be more effective than having it in-house. Because the things that, you know, if somebody comes in and says, I'm going to give this person a raise, that HR department would have to have some idea about that and would probably have to respond to you before it could happen. There's a lot of things I think that you need to look at. I think it's a possibility that may be the most efficient way to do it. I don't know how other counties do it, so I can't tell you. I haven't had time to look at it. But I do know there's really a lot of difficulties with it because of the different departments that we have. Okay?
Well, yeah, there's some things I'd like to talk about, but not...
I have a comment, and that is, are we done with raises?
I'm done with raises.
I heard it said in a meeting the other day, and it's rang in my thoughts numerous times, and I'm sure probably everybody in this room understands and agrees, but the employees under elected officials that we've just talked about raises are the ones that do the work. Elected officials, for the most part, not entirely, of course, but get to make decisions and administer and this, that, and the other. Anyway, I think
you're really wrong on that, Chuck.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
My point is, I want to say thank you to the employees, non-elected employees, because they do a lot of the work. They do most of the work, I think. And, I mean, just look at the numbers. We got 300 employees, and how many elected officials you got? 15 or whatever? So, what I'm sitting here thinking is, if you're listening to us today, we've just talked about raises, and it might sound like we made a flippant decision, but it's been on our mind, and I, for one, and I think everybody else in here feels the same way, I appreciate what everyone that's out there working for an hourly wage is doing. Amen. I'm done.
Chuck, I apologize. I thought you meant something else.
Can you go to 128? 127? That's fine.
It goes for you, Nikki and Jillian, you too. I didn't mean to leave you out if you're listening. That's humor.
Just a bad attempt.
It was a great attempt.
Poor attempt. Now what are we doing? Back to industrial development.
James is in here. You got anything else to talk about?
James?
The only thing I did want to say something to you guys is I know we've had a depressed time. Is if you fall below the 3-year averages on some of these offices, how is that going to affect you? Is the auditor even going to look at that? Do you want to say anything?
Can you scroll down?
Are you sending that to the auditor? And if some of these state auditors. You don't have to send that to the state auditor. But if it falls below the 3-year average,
scroll up a little bit.
Is that going to create a problem?
Scroll up a little bit.
I don't know. I'm not sure that that's that statute applies to anybody but the assessor, James. I know you have that in yours, but I'm not sure the other ones have anything like that in it.
Well, that's just what I'm. That's the only thing I have.
Okay.
Do you know if that's the case? Because I don't.
Thank you. You can scroll back down.
I know the collector has something in hers that deals with the tax maintenance fund, but I don't remember what it had. And I know yours has it. They have to pay. You have to get that 3-year average or above.
So what I was thinking about it, pulling it out, putting it in contingency, see if that's going to drop below the 3-year average. I'm agreeable with what we did this morning, but I don't want it to be a problem down the road. The state might step in and say, hey, how can this go below 3-year with your average?
Do you know if it applies
to something on our contributions to elections that we have to stay up in?
Do you know if it applies to?
I don't know what his applies. I know I have one on elections, but you guys have already stayed up there. So
what are the other questions to be answered on the, on your list there?
Cell phones.
If y'all had one of these, you'd cost you 99 cents.
What have you got, James?
The original one. The old 99 cents.
Oh, I'm talking about the monthly charge.
I actually just want to let you know, guys, on, regarding cell phones, I'm meeting with Verizon tomorrow with Nikki. They've proposed a new contract for us to review, which will cut our, looks like it'll cut our government wages, I mean government costs by, I think, $200 or $300 a month. So,
and one of the things that Chuck and I talked about, I think I may have talked to all three of you, I don't know. Is first thing I remember because I talked to him earlier today, we are paying for state employees' cell phones. And I thought, oh, that can't be right. I talked to Brenda and she said, yeah, but it's county business and it's kind of a dilemma. So I sent out to the different counties and about, five or six responded, maybe eight. And 2/3 didn't provide any cell phones for those state employees, 1/3 did. But I'm talking circuit clerk, judges, and
I did have a question about, we only pay for one judge.
Well, we just got the bill for the second one today.
Okay.
For the first time. But I don't know that I've ever gotten one from the circuit judge, but I think he probably includes it with his other. The other thing that I want you to think about, right now, Jim, if I'm not mistaken, we pay $19 a month. Is that right? $19 a month for regular cell phone, no data?
Correct.
And we're paying our employees, a lot of employees.
$26. That's correct.
And I know that must be an advantage to them somehow or another. How, I don't know, because I know they can't get it for less than that. You have the dilemma if you ask them to use that phone, do you police whether or not they use it for personal time or not? Simply as we buy the minutes, maybe we want to say, if you only use it for personal time, reimburse this percent, and that takes care of the
I have a part of
DOR.
Part of the discussion I have that I want to have with you guys, I think I have it posted later on in the week, I have a list of everyone we've reimbursed in 2009, And I really think we need to make sure we're policing or making sure that everyone who's asking for reimbursement should be getting reimbursement. And then there's a few departments that, to do the right thing, we probably need to pick up their more than $26 because they use 90% of the time they're using the cell phone on the company dollar. But anyway, I'm not prepared really to talk about that other than if we shouldn't be paying for certain departments, we shouldn't be paying for certain departments. If it's the circuit or...
I wish I knew how to answer that question, and that's the reason I brought it to you, because I don't. I talked to Brenda about it, and she said, yeah, that's really a dilemma, but I didn't get any,
Right.
But again, I'm not sure we ought to be reimbursing at all, especially not more than $19 a month.
If that's what we're paying for our base rate, which is what we've negotiated down, our base rate. So, I mean, I hear you on that, too, so... That's a discussion I've got. I mean, I've got that. Do you have this week's agenda? Isn't it Wednesday? Something for
Verizon contract.
Yeah.
Wednesday.
I'll be able to present to you what I've found out with my meeting tomorrow with them. I'm going to present to you guys what I found out.
Who has the list for everybody that's...
I was going to get that to y'all. I just got the information to me. I haven't studied it.
That's $15,000 to $18,000, isn't it, a year? If you took 300 employees and $5 a...
Well, we're reimbursed about 90 people.
About 90?
About 90 or so. I'd have to look at the list. Most of them are deputies, which I understand why. I just don't have all the information. But you're right. I'm looking into that.
Okay, we don't have the totals.
From a standpoint of looking at how we spend the money, I really have problems having people that are supposed to be in the office answering phones having a cell phone and being reimbursed for it. I have a problem with that.
And that's my main issue. I think we got people with phones that are in the office all day, and I mean, James has got people going out, for example, assessing. I can see where they need a telephone. But if he's got people that sit in the office and work through the office all day, I don't see where they need a cell phone.
I just remember, budget 137, please. Emergency management. Chris Burnt had sent an email to us requesting some things. We never discussed that. How did you resolve that?
You saw the email I sent back to him.
Uh-huh.
I took out his equipment, and he did not want that taken out.
So what you guys got the email too, but yes, basically, sir. He was looking for an equipment addition of $1,790, and he line itemed out what he wants. And I'm just I got to tell the before you say anything, Rick. Let me make sure you guys know this. Chris sent an email. Did you guys talk to Chris?
I saw it. I didn't talk to him.
Okay, so we've got to at least address this on the budget-wise.
Yep.
He also talked about some travel expenditures coming up. Of education, which is SEMA conference, which for two people, crisis communication class, and Four Corners conference in Branson. So, anyway, there's an email of requests there.
Can you... reference what numbers are those? Equipment purchase is 30001 highlighted there.
He asked, originally he asked for 4,500. He's come back and said, I've got to bring a true cost of equipment to $1,790.
So he's cutting it down to,
He line itemed out what he needs.
And that's $1,700.
$1,790.
I would suggest we change it to.
Is that right, Rick?
Yeah, that's right.
$1,800.
I'm going to play true Republican, and I hope nobody really blames me for this. But you know what? 2 years ago, we were working with half a staff person and no place for him to be.
Are you saying less government's better or something
that's
like that?
That's what I'm trying to that's say. What I'm not sure.
Have they brought any revenue into the county, though? I mean, are they paying their weight?
Half of Melissa's wages is paid by a grant or something.
Okay.
And that's all we were paying
originally.
So we haven't changed that. The half of her salary is picked up. Okay.
But I would support the 1790 or 1800 or whatever it is. And I like to think I'm a Republican too.
Well, I hate to argue with you, but it sounds like I might be.
What we've asked is if they have a detailed line item, legitimate expenses, we said we'd
What did he end up cutting his hole?
We went from 4,500 to 1,790.
I'm talking about though, what did we cut totally in his budget?
Scroll down, would you please? We cut $5,000 out of his budget. If I'm looking at it, he requested 173. We actually budgeted 186 last year, is that correct? Is what it looks like. His actuals look really low. Why is that?
Grants.
The grant expense is the biggest expense you'll find in that department, and evidently he didn't spend much out of the grant line this year.
Okay.
Well,
we budgeted 186, and now we're coming back at 168.
But that, if we went to revenues, he probably only got that much.
Oh, yeah. The grant expense.
And it's a wash.
Yeah, it's a wash. So you probably need to look at all the other lines, try to just ignore it. You can't look at the total on this one, because if you do, you're including the grant line, or you get subtracted out.
All right.
But you're actually saying you're going to get $70,000 in grant this year, though. Mm-hmm. No, $70,000 expenses.
If you'll notice, Jim,
I see what you're saying.
We split it into two grants because I've talked to him, and with the new ARRA, they've come out with they want.
Does this seem a grant deal so far? What have we seen from SEMA? What I'm talking about, the education-wise, we just got through talking here just a few minutes ago about trying to eliminate training.
Really, and about $30,000.
Huh?
Everything. I'm sorry. I was just saying that his. I wasn't listening.
I didn't know whether it was.
I'm just saying that really we can take grants out. I apologize for interrupting. $30,000 is what the cost of the county is when you take wages and all the expenses out. Because the grants are a wash. We got pretty good emergency management.
I think they're a good department. I mean,
you look at last year and all the floods, and even this year, the service that the citizens get.
Now, how was it Mr. Shands put the Obama?
Yeah.
Like I'm going to go along with Chuck on the $1,800 if there's training other than
question. We're not talking about training yet.
Listen, that's what we were talking about in the
training. He had zero last year, $50 last year. Now he's wanting what? No, that's training miscellaneous. Training was $250.
What I'm saying is we were paying.
How much does he want for training now?
$500, $350, $300. Goodness, more than $500.
That's what I'm saying.
$130 times 3.
I go with the $1,800, but I'm going to cut up some of these other things.
$390 plus $50 is $440. $440 plus $300. He needs about $1,100 or so. Looks like for training.
Is it mandatory training that they got to have before they can be certified to do certain things?
It doesn't. I mean, I don't know. He doesn't refer it as mandatory training at all. So
he's asking for more training.
Well, the training at the very bottom, it says two people for $150 each, one person for $50 for the conference, and 3 nights of lodging, which is $129 for each night.
Is that emergency management, LEPC? He also does LEPC.
It's on the bottom of the email.
So it's emergency management.
Yeah. And then four people at $75 each on something else. So I'm good with $1,800 for the equipment thing. You gave him $500. What do you want to do?
And that's he's got 1,100 in there.
It looks about 1,100 he's asked for.
He's got 725 total in there. training and mileage.
He's at 725 in there. He's asking for 1,100 here.
And believe me, that first 725, that was his number to begin with.
Meals.
We budgeted 525 last year.
We can just leave it. I'm fine with that, too. He's got 650 for dues and conferences. Let's just leave it.
Leave it as is with...
Just leave it the way Rick's got it under the approved section. Let's just leave it.
We added the 1,800.
Added the 1,800.
Okay. Shaking your head at us. Why?
She's making fun of me, I'm sure.
Okay, that's good.
Not so much.
Are we okay with that?
Oh, I'm good with that. You good with that?
I'm good with that.
Okay. Is there anything left in that that's... Wow, it comes back to the same old one.
Okay, so Wednesday we'll
talk about cell contracts,
cell phones, and that's too late to change your numbers, though, isn't it?
But it's not in there, though. I mean, it would help us, only it won't hurt us.
I mean,
that's just a general discussion. We need to deal with that.
Let me go back real quickly. Yeah. When you were talking about person in HR and in IDA, was I supposed to add anything in HR?
We hadn't got that far yet. That's why I kind of took a break.
Rick,
I need to make sure I know what you wanted me to do there.
What about juvenile? We haven't talked about that. Is there any...
Juvenile, I didn't... that's another one of those... Really, it's a court budget where you wanted to change it. But I did send... And Mike usually is real good to read my emails. I send him the email showing... That I was keeping him at the same salaries as they were this year, and I didn't get anything back. If you want me to check, I can check with him, but I believe probably he's okay with that, and I think that's the only thing I changed was that.
What number
is that? Requesting $56,000 in salaries, and if I figured it correctly, I believe he should be right now. He's at $50,814.40.
Okay, can we look at that one? What number is that?
120.
And do we, since that is a court thing, do we need to get him to sign in blood or something that's all right?
I think it's a good way to do it. I would go for the blood.
So we've gone from a 129 approved last year to 127. Mm-hmm. Well,
is there anything we can change on that, or we don't have any control over it, really, do we?
Well, we are. We're cutting him back what he asked for. Is that what you said, Rick?
I did, and I sent this out to him. I will make sure, if you want me to contact him, I'll be glad to, but I'm assuming that he had asked for raises in there. Otherwise, I don't know where that number came from. And the $50,814.40 is where his people are right at this minute.
And he's asked for 56, so I think we definitely need to contact him. Looks like
you know, that's a good question. If they got an email, maybe you need to contact, maybe you don't, but I'll be glad to if you want me to.
I get some of those emails that I got to push a button to let them know I got it. If you could get that, that'd be fine.
You may have to educate me a little bit, but I can probably do it.
Resend receipt.
I'm going to step out and make a phone call here just a second. You guys are...
He's actually lowered some from last year.
I think a good job of spending his money, and yep. That's what I say. I think he would have got back with me if it wasn't okay. I really do.
If you don't mind, I'd like to ask you to be sure he's okay with it. We don't have child support anymore. That was what the court, yeah. Or judges, anything there? We didn't look at those.
The only one that does your budget now is Judge Effort, and right. I think you did talk about that last time.
Did we?
Yeah.
Okay.
He didn't ask for any more, but he didn't ask for any less either.
Okay. All right, Rick, let's change subject just a little bit. We talked about printing and paper and all that. When you do your thing tomorrow that you publish, do you do one paper copy for your office?
I probably won't paper copy unless somebody comes in and asks for one until I get the final numbers for 09 in there. Now, if somebody comes in and asks for one,
I got
I'll
you.
Say, I'll print it for you if you want to pay for the paper.
Okay.
Something for the clerk, right?
Well, when it comes time for you to have one, I'm not going to print one now until I, that's what I say. When I get those 09 final numbers in there.
And then, have you printed one for the Sweet County Commission after you get your 09 numbers?
I will if you want me to. I'll email it up to you and print it up there.
Okay.
I will email it to you.
We can print it if we want it.
Or you can keep it in your phone if you want.
Okay. I think that's what Danny was. See, Danny and I, we're about the same. Because you're not a long ways off. Anyway. I'm not making sense. I'm going to leave that alone.
You need to buy one of these for your own personal use.
I have one.
I bought one for $200. It will do everything we've been doing today.
Yeah. But what if you lose it? I mean, what if you lose your... You push the wrong button and everything goes...
You can pay...
Vanish.
You can pay $2.99.
I wasn't talking to you. I knew you'd
have
an answer.
Electronically backed up over the internet, and you don't even have to think about it. If you lose it, they just mail you a DVD.
Actually, anything that I'm really scared about losing, I pull this little thing out of my pocket, stick it back, and say save to that drive there, and then I've got it. I'm just really worried about it.
I talked to my wife the other day. Just yesterday, I talked to her
that's
about...
That's why I keep all my important
files. Let me see that.
Yes.
Renee and I are going to go to school. We're going to learn all about computers.
There's a lot of good things they do. I'm not sure that everything they do is good.
Well,
what are you basing your numbers again? -6% or something?
Hello.
-6?
What are you basing your revenue?
We are forecasting a
transfer
flat over this year, which is what are we forecasting? 5% down?
6.8 million down to 6.5 million. That's probably about 5%, not quite 5%.
Correct. 6.3 million.
From 6.8 to 6.5.
Correct.
It's 5%.
Is that right?
6.8 to 6.3. It's not quite 5%.
Right, 4 something.
Well, why do you need to make up 1.6?
Because.
That's what we're short when we use those numbers.
Well,
that's how much short revenue we are when we use that number.
James, yeah. Otherwise, we need about $8 million.
Sales tax is one of the many revenues we have, and the total revenues are down. I'm on that page here. Total revenues, we budgeted last year $14,806,000. This year, we're budgeting $13,583,000. Almost $1.3 million down, okay?
Rick, James has got a good question. Yeah. When you do your report for us, don't you do a year-end report thing on the budget? Could you, one of those big items was the Supreme Court case that we're projecting a loss in revenue there. Could you highlight the 4 or 5 things, or 3 or 4, or whatever it is? Approximate that the 5% in sales tax is one, and the other big items? Because the question James is asking, a lot of people are going to have that same question.
I've already had it asked, it's...
Well, the other thing is, we have isn't the judicial facility...
It's expense-wise, it's a lot more expensive than what we've had before.
Okay.
The general operating expenses, I try to figure those on the bottom of the studio. To point out one or two, three things might work for somebody, but to me it's almost irrelevant if you took it, unless you look at the totals.
Maybe it's the revenue losses that we're expecting, sales tax and those cases that blah, blah, and then the total of additional expenses all together. Mm-hmm.
It is.
I mean, that'd be easy enough to figure.
What was last year's numbers? I mean, how much were we losing last year? At this time a year ago, it wasn't zero. We had more expenses than revenues, is that correct? And we deficit spent.
No, in 08 we did not deficit spend. By
08 to 09? So the only factor is the judicial facility.
Biggest one, yes.
Okay, so the biggest $1.whatever million is the judicial facility coming online has cost the county operational a lot more expenses. Is that correct? A lion's share of that.
Biggest share. The operating expenses we had in 08 were $13,448,000. In 09, we'll be over $14 million probably in operating expenses. Now, I don't know where we're at right at the time. I can't tell you, but I think it is about 13.7, something like that. I didn't bring it in with me.
Okay.
But we'll be over $14 million in operating expenses in 09.
See, what's concerning me is if we had a good year and broke even, we still couldn't make it.
Correct. So the additional expenses, but we're also not seeing the revenues we thought we'd see from the judicial facility, if I'm not mistaken. We expected some revenues to offset the expenses of the facility coming online, and we had got the expenses, but we didn't get the corresponding revenues, and that's what magnified the issue also.
The revenues being federal prisoners and that kind
yes.
of thing.
Right. Mm-hmm. We just didn't see the revenues that we expected with the added expenses.
And we talked as it happened about not knowing what expenses would be. I mean, we'd had some assumptions, but we weren't sure.
Well, there are just three revenue producers, I think, out of the elected officials. And my concern is, why, when we're talking about cuts and reducing budgets and all this type of stuff, do we even point at those three revenue producers for the county? When we have so many other departments that does not produce a dime, stay in existence.
Well, who are your three producers?
Election, the assessor, and a recorder, which he has his own fund.
There are probably.
Well, the sheriff.
Our biggest revenue stream is going to be sales tax. Second biggest is going to be the recorder's fees. Third biggest is collector's fees.
Yeah.
And so. The two of those you named are on the bottom end as far as revenue producers.
Well,
right, they're still producing revenue. We've still got a dead drag of all, we've talked about it for years, a dead drag on other, even into your SERF funds and all that stuff.
Jimmy, the sheriff produces quite a bit of revenue.
But if you look at cutting the officers, that's actually producing the revenue, even though it's not where it ought to be. We all know that it's not up where it should be, and mine's affected. I know that. But we produce revenue year after year where other departments don't even touch producing at that time.
James, in all reality, the ones that don't produce, that are the biggest drag on the county, are your judicial, prosecuting attorney, judges, circuit clerk.
The court system. The
court systems. Man, they're big. I mean, you, especially if you start considering the boom you built on that.
Yes, James. We penalize you, the revenue producers, for one. Everyone has to. All right. So we're lacking one decision yet, or two decisions I have written down.
What are your two?
IDA and Historical Society.
Well, what about the parks deal? Did we talk about parks? What we got budgeted?
Go to, was it 114?
I think it's 114.
Go to 114, I think. Yes, sir, 114.
Parks is budgeted
$30,000. $30,000. They spent $13,000.
And I will go and try to explain the situation to them, and I would cut that back to 20 grand. That will give them some operating money and some things to do, but
I'm good with that.
What I'm saying is we did last year, we did an increase in over, we carried over last year 18 grand for them. So if we take off of the 30 grand and cut it down to the 20, I mean, they're still $8,000 better than in a 2-year plan. Is that satisfactory?
I think that we're going to be within 20,000 this year, so I think we're fine.
What do you think, Chuck? I mean, it's...
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Now, the Historical Society, what other one did we mention there this morning? That wasn't only the Historical Society, parks. What was the other one? We had another one that we talked about that we were going to talk about last.
That's all I had written down, Danny.
Did you write it down, Chuck?
That's all I had.
Anyway.
I thought of another one, but I didn't write it down.
Which one do you think of?
I'll let Danny get through. I got it wrote down now.
If I just received... I had a conversation with an individual that said that they would match anything that we could produce for the Historical Society in the budget. And
let's put $1 million in there and just have them put it all in the GCR.
Well, I don't think that's what they had in mind, but if they will do that, and then I addressed some of the issues that I had concerns over, and they said that they would guarantee that those things would be taken care of. I don't know how much money that is. Some of the things that we had laid out. But I'm going to go with Chuck's $20,000 on the Historical Society, and this person can match and go above and beyond that. I think we'll get.
Let's go ahead and do a motion because I'm against that. So let's go ahead and do a motion. I'm fine with that, though.
A motion to budget $20,000. On 114-50-056.
Now, I want to make this perfectly clear. I'm going to second with the absolute positive. That's it. that's all that. That's my last and final. And I'll second the motion.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
Motion passes by thread.
Is it motion set at 20,000?
Yeah.
Okay. What about extension, Rick, is the one that popped into my mind while Danny was talking a minute ago. Did we get that resolved?
Wayne did get back. Let me look at it and try to remember what he talked
Where
about.
Where is that?
Because I think I sent you that email, too. 133.
I think we pulled out the maintenance to the building because that comes out of our.
Hold on, let me look at something real.
Did I send you the email?
I don't remember.
I'm sure
but
I did. I can't remember.
I'm sit on that board,
I know
so
he
I
was
saw
concerned. This. He was concerned about taking the $500 out of the equipment purchase. I moved his salary expense from 25,280 back to 24,544 because that's what you guys said to do. And I think he said that the difference there was...
You went $1,000 under his... Should it be 25,564?
On what?
His salary.
Yeah, you got it at 24.
Is that incorrect or correct?
The 24,454, I believe, or 544 is what she's making right now.
Well, you show it... Okay, is it a new person?
Nope.
Well, you show it 25,564.
That's what was approved, and I think he said that the difference between what she's really making, 24,544 is what she's really making.
I can't see it very well.
And
thank you.
That number that we put in there was time that they paid someone else for her to be on vacation or sick, whatever, stuff like that.
That's,
but
that I think
is,
I remember.
Her actual salary is the $24,544.
Okay. And then why is telephone so high? That's $300 a month. Is that right?
Yep.
What would that be?
Well, they have, I don't know if they're billed out separately, but they have probably three or four phones because the people that the extension, now Linda stays in the office, but there's like three or four people that are out on the road
okay.
that would have cell phones.
Could we not put them into our cell phone program?
I would think so.
It'd be a whole lot cheaper than that. I mean, if we give them Blackberries with full service, if it was three people, it'd only be $150 a month versus $300. We could save some there.
Now, they may have, the landline may be in that figure too.
I'd rather use sure Blackberries though.
I'm sure that the landline is in there, but it's not that much. I don't know what
can
it
I just
run,
add that to my discussion with Verizon tomorrow?
Yeah, let's check on that.
All right, I'll just make that as a separate Verizon conversation.
But the so where are we on the bottom, Jim? Can you go to the bottom?
46,934. Last year there were 47,642.
Okay.
We funded Vida again, okay.
I'm having a hard time seeing what we cut.
Besides the salary. And then the travel, 95 to 85.
Took $1,000 out of that travel line item.
Not from last year we did. But I see what you're saying.
The only thing that cut from last year would have been the salary probably. And that, like I said, is that extra person.
And that's,
I don't know whether Wayne can cover that office days that she's gone or not. But that may
check your formulas
to
again.
This time.
Jim, check your formulas.
Wayne may have to cover when she's gone or something.
Hit F2.
From listening to him in the board meeting, it is a bit of a challenge for him to do that. And they hire.
Go to the 7100.
Make you ride, or somebody comes in and.
Scroll up. Just hit F2 over the left.
Because she's got.
Right.
How many other sources of income do they have?
Well,
go to the
University of Missouri, of course, is the big one. I don't know. They do receive some.
The subtotals as you go up.
Okay, they have grants.
Okay. They probably do some grants. They do some training that they get some cost for.
That's right. Yeah.
Fees for. Not big numbers.
Okay. Okay.
So the main thing is the $1,000 on travel and
phone.
$1,000. Oh.
And I'm going to look into phone.
We're not changing the phone.
Not right now.
If we can save some money on phone, can we give them their time for Linda?
You can spend it in another line easily if you can save money.
Okay.
That'd be good for
you. Okay. All right, so that's what else do you have? Loose departments that we haven't talked about except for the last one. Okay.
Frank just stepped in. He said, make sure that I ask you guys or talk to you guys about the cost sharing. And I did take that out of Road and Bridge. It was 245, 250. Let's see.
It's down to zero, right?
It's to zero. Is that what you wanted?
That's what I want, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Gentlemen?
Yeah. It has to be.
Okay. No cost sharing next year.
Yeah. So, he didn't have any other questions for me, so I'm assuming that he's good with what's there.
We're going to scan over and look at that right quick, see where we're...
You want to be fine with me, whatever you want to do.
Where we're at as far as equipment and everything.
Sure.
Road and Bridge is...
250 will have the equipment lines in it, I believe.
250 is the trust.
It'll have 245, we're taking the salaries out of, and I actually transferred $2 million from 250 to 245 for salaries. And then you see other one's there. This one's not, this is one I didn't update. It probably was run in August too, I would guess.
Okay. Hold on. The Branson Meadows TIF, Hills TIF, what is that?
We pay a percentage of their sales tax just like we do the general county revenue sales tax. Same thing in sewer department, except for there was an agreement made that we wouldn't collect or take anything from sewer department on the Meadows TIF.
So we have $150,000 in bridges that we've asked for.
Rick, is the law enforcement tax, is it that much more?
It's $1.7 million.
But the fee, because we moved the...
Myself, never mind.
Go ahead,
I can help myself.
You asked about the TIF.
Yeah.
Why did some of those double in payout about the cannibalism issue with that?
Okay, I'll take
you. We don't have any. You're trying to tick me off? Trying to get me worked up?
I didn't think you had to pay the TIF out if you could prove that it pulled from the other businesses.
No.
Yeah,
it looks to me like those numbers prove that.
I don't think the law says that at all. They can do whatever they want.
We talked about this before.
Now, when they go before in their committee.
They will
committee,
say it's not cannibalization, but they may never. If there is, fine. They're still
when it doubles, it's cannibalization.
No, it is. I agree with you. I think these numbers do bear out that there's cannibalization going on.
I don't think there's any question.
The thing we can do is if we can recognize businesses that come from someplace outside the TIF district into the TIF district, I can get a baseline set on those. So if you see anything like that when you're out there, bring those to me.
Has nobody done any of that?
Rick tries to watch.
No, James, that's not an easy thing to do.
I know it's not, but still, when it doubles.
And most of it, what happens is, They didn't move a Walmart from outside. They just opened another one, the biggest one. That's the biggest one. And we all know there's cannibalization. That Walmart on 76 is not doing near the business it was before. I'm confident, aren't you?
Anything
about that one. The only thing about is if they actually pulled up roots, took that one and moved it in there, then we could.
You could take the Pizza Hut, although it went out a little prior to that.
If it's been out of business for a certain number of days, we can't do anything about it.
Not a thing. You can go over.
In the Branson Landing TIF, it used to be out on the strip.
What's that?
Reese's used to be right there by the old Walmart.
Yeah, and they're down in the Landing now.
Yeah, that's.
They actually
there's several of them stores that's moved down into the Landing.
I think they actually opened those stores up, and I'm not sure because I did question them about Maurice's, but I think they opened that store up and left the one on the strip open for a while and then closed it back. That's how they avoid setting the baseline.
A couple things, Rick, in the 250 column, like GIS mapping, they only spent $1,700, but yet we budgeted $20 last year. They spent $1,700. We're budgeting $20 again.
And that probably has to
flyover.
You need to talk to Gary about that because that may even have flyover involved in it. Yes.
Okay.
The flyover affects all of us.
Well, I understand, but we took 20 out of his budget for flyover, and here's another 20,000 in there. I'm just curious why we're asking, giving him.
So we've left all the 20s, you think, as far as flyover, except for James?
I don't know where they're all at.
But I mean, you'd have it not.
There may be some in, that may be what that is, and there may be some in 911. I know 911 sometimes pays for some of it.
But you haven't knowledgeably taken it out except for the assessor.
So you're pretty comfortable with that number, with the expenses, the budget he submitted?
Those expenses will cover the necessities that they have, I think, and I think Frank thinks so too. Now, Jim, I'm concerned because if you look at the budget, the balances in those, we're getting to me at a point where we need to be really concerned. I've told you that before. You guys need to, in GCR, we're down, if we do what we budgeted to do, we better be tightening our belts because if things don't bounce back next year, you're going to have to be looking at some things.
It would have to be layoffs. I mean, if things don't bounce back, 2010, we are going to be looking at layoffs in the face.
And so it's very important you guys to set that tone, and I don't know how to tell you, except for, one of the things I've done, you guys need to notice this too, I didn't say anything because I figured you probably looked at it, but in 104, someplace that I think probably you have okayed most of those renovations of buildings. We spent $137,000 this year. Look at what I budgeted.
Should be almost nothing.
What'd you budget?
$10,000.
That's
funny. And guys, if you don't guard that and protect that, like, hey, we don't want to spend any of it. But that's what we've got to do on everything that you do now.
Right. But I think we knew we were looking at $175,000 just for the sewer and P&Z. So I think just for that one building, we were looking at just that expenditure. So.
And probably some of those expenditures that you put out are going to come in next year's and going to come out of that $10,000.
Already? Yeah. Some of it, some transfers of labor, I think. So, understood.
Have you considered the issues that's going on with the air conditioning and heating system? Phil's been expressing problems we have in this building.
Yeah, we're looking at them.
We've talked about it. We've got some grant money that we're looking into.
For windows.
Windows won't pay for each other, but we'll find that officially. So once the RFQ comes out,
they may say that they won't pay for it, but the windows we got, they would pay for.
Well, once we have an official award of who the RFQ energy audit company will, they'll be able to do a specific tests and tell us.
You can go in and stand by those.
You have to have a payout of 36 months. No, sorry. That number is incorrect for windows. It's 10-year payout. For windows.
So this.
What did the 8 cents sales tax on the judicial facility bring in?
This year?
Yeah.
This minute. I think I'll have it through November. It has brought in $1,625,000. And now you're going to want to know what we paid out, aren't you?
Uh-huh.
The judicial bond payments were $1,421,281.26. That's just the bond payments. Doesn't count any of your operating
cost.
So we've at least made the bond payment with the 8 cents.
Okay. Wait a minute. Is that before TIF or after TIF? The 1.6.
Good question. Because how much of that? I'd have to figure on a ratio basis, Chuck, and it'd take me just a little bit. We can do that and figure. TIFs on.
Oh, I hope it's.
Blood pressure's going up now. Don't stay out.
Tell him what he wants to hear.
Are you aware, Mr. New Commissioner? Let me explain something to you. Just in case.
Animal control. Bring that up next.
In case you don't understand, we passed an 8 cent sales tax.
I heard you guys did that.
And the citizens were very good to do that because it was needed. I think it's the right thing to do. We could have looked at a 0.25 cent, isn't that right? But we did an 8 cent. You know what we found out later?
Should have done a quarter cent?
The TIF that was established before came and took money from that 8 cent.
I heard that. That's why I should have done a 0.25 cent. It would have been just as painful. People would have probably still voted for it.
You're right. But we didn't need it. Why would we do it, Mr. Republican here?
We needed to offset decisions of incorporated areas. Do we budget adequate funding for animal control transfer this year? For this coming year?
$169,000. That's what was in the contract.
Perfect. It's in there.
It, on the total page only. You look at the total page and you'll see it down there.
Okay. I didn't see it, so I knew it was there.
Rick, now that we've worked diligently here to cut everything that we think we can cut, and we're still...
Danny.
Wait, just
don't say that.
Here, let me look and see where we're at dollar wise on the bottom figure.
Totals, Jim. Totals page.
1,000,006.
Almost 1,000,007.
Almost 1,000,007.
And that's just operating expenses. Yeah. The other thing should wash.
Thank you.
what how much of our how much did we have left? You know what I'm going to ask. How much?
No, I didn't. That's why I was listening.
How much reserve from last year?
Last year? You want to know what we're going to carry forward? What I think we're going to carry
forward?
Yes. I wish I had the other paper with me, Danny. I think we'll carry forward approximately $9 million. I think.
So we're going to dip into 25%.
Mm-hmm. We're hurting it bad.
Okay, when you say carry forward $9 million, that's after we take the 1.6 out.
No, we carry the $9 million over, and then we take the one whatever out of that.
We're taking the 1.6 out of the nine.
At the end of next year, we will probably have
seven.
If we do exactly what we think, we'll have seven.
3 years reserve at this current pace. That's why if it doesn't turn around
next year,
it's going to be ugly.
Next year it will be ugly if it doesn't turn around. You're right.
Yeah, next year will be very ugly.
You know, one thing that we all need, one thing that could really turn things around is the jail. If we start getting prisoners in, wouldn't that be a huge thing?
So we're going to go out and have a crime.
No, I'm talking about from other counties.
Federal prisoners.
I just wanted to make sure you knew.
I don't think other counties can afford to pay us right now for their prisoners.
We're doing it on credit, that's for sure.
But that's right. I think federal prisoners is what they're.
We are looking for federal prisoners. I know Jimmy is still pursuing that. Terry's still pursuing that. I don't know about other counties. I assume he's pursuing that too, but I haven't talked to him about it, so don't know.
Because we were paying $300,000-$400,000 a year, and that was just the prisoners.
We'd really like to have $400,000 a year coming in.
That'd be really nice.
But I mean, that thing could, we could double or triple that even if we.
We have 50% of our facility not used.
I think we knew we weren't going to have that much of abuse.
I think we actually, Chuck and I visited about it. Didn't we actually budget to open? Both pods.
I thought
we did budget to open both pods.
Yeah.
And Jimmy thought, I'm quite sure I remember Jimmy saying that he thought it would fill up.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that's a budget that you may want to look at, because if you feel the same way I did, that we budgeted to open both pods, it may need to be shaved some more. But you guys need to look at that. I did what you told me to. I budgeted salaries the same as they are right now. Prisoner boarding food, it looks like it could come down some. I mean, it looks like if there's any fluff in the budget, that's where I would guess it probably is.
But that's a per meal thing, so if it's not used, it's not spent.
That's right. So I don't worry a whole lot because of that. That's a good point, Jeff.
County Sheriff's Office has shut down one of the pods
that
we're only using.
He has shut down right now.
He's not using it.
Yeah, he really
Jimmy does. When I visit with other auditors around and visit about the sheriff's department, Jimmy does a really good job for us.
Yeah, we've had horror stories.
Oh yeah,
heard horror stories.
When you get a chance to talk to any other counties and see, it won't take very long to get real horror stories. Sure.
Could okay. We table the remaining budget item until 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. Is that possible?
That's right with me. What I will begin to prepare a budget message, and I'll try to make sure you guys get a chance to read that. And then I've got these other changes made in here. The thing that will be challenging for me is, and I'll put it on the website. I'll put it out available just the way it is, without updated actuals in there. That's the real challenge, is getting all the actuals in there.
Well, the thing is, we haven't decided on the IDA. When do you have to have that? Tomorrow morning? Tonight?
Tomorrow would be fine.
I mean, if we have a 9 o'clock discussion to finalize the IDA, and by 10 o'clock, because I got a meeting at 10 o'clock, so...
I'll be okay with that.
So if we reconvene at 9 o'clock to finish this budget discussion on specifically the IDA, and if there's anything else we want to look at, and then it's done. So 1 hour tomorrow, from 9 to 10. Guys, you good with that?
Two questions. Do you have any personnel? Do you want to go into executive to talk about personnel in the issue? If so, do we want to do that now? If not, we need to
table it till tomorrow.
I want to table both those, the personnel till tomorrow at 9. Okay, and we can start at 8:30. I have an 8 o'clock with the Verizon thing, and I should be done by 8:30. If you want to do 8:30, that gives us a little extra time. How's that?
Okay.
So I move that we table the budget discussions till 8:30 tomorrow morning and
the executive
session possible with the personnel side.
Second.
Aye.
Discussion.
Aye.
Aye.
Had a fire?
I don't know. Don't spread that rumor. Lynn just called me.
That's your niece.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean have a recess.
Recess.
I thought maybe somebody had heard. And you know, my wife is